It's KBIA 91.3 FM, Thinking Out Loud and the Thinking Out Loud podcast. And we're doing a series of conversations with folks from the College of Health Sciences here at the University of Missouri, highlighting some of the research and discovery that is happening there. And joining us today is Dr. Steve Ball. He is with the Department of Physical Therapy there at the College of Health Sciences. He's also a state fitness specialist with MU Extension and Engagement. And Dr. Ball, welcome. It's good to talk to you.
Good to be here with you. Thank you for the time.
We are going to talk about the importance of weight training, exercise, strength training when it comes to older adults. And as we mentioned, you're working in the physical therapy and fitness. Talk first of all about, I think there's a very basic understanding that people will know that being stronger and being more physically fit is a good thing when we talk about getting a little bit older, but maybe dive just a little bit deeper into the overview of why it is that it's a good idea for people to not just view fitness and working out as something that we did when we were 30 and playing tennis with our friends.
That's exactly right. And so as we get older, we start to lose muscle mass, our flexibility decreases, we have poor balance. All these things can lead us to less activity. And we know that inactivity leads to those same things. If we're inactive, we lose muscle mass, we become weaker, our flexibility decreases, balance decreases. So we've kind of got this double whammy effect as we're aging. We know older adults tend to be less active, and so there's an activity aging cycle. So it's as we become less active, our body starts to deteriorate. We feel like we can't do as much, so we're even more inactive, and it's a cycle that keeps going on. And what we know is if we can get folks to be just a little bit more active, they'll start to have that confidence and self-efficacy to do more. And we know strength training is very important for older adults to maintain that muscle mass and all those things that help us do the activities of daily living.
Let's get into what we mean by strength training, because when you say that, for people that don't have any involvement with it at all, you say strength training and they've got this picture in their mind of Arnold Schwarzenegger picking up 600
right.
pounds or something like
right.
that. Tell me a little bit about how somebody that's maybe middle-aged or getting into the older years goes about starting the whole deal.
Well, so we have official recommendations through the CDC for older adults and younger Americans and kids, and we have a lot of numbers in there, and we offer this advice, and we've been doing this for many, many decades, and it really has little impact on how many Americans are participating in physical activity. Older adults, only about 15% meet those recommendations. And so anything we can do to get people to start thinking positively about physical activity. So going back to your, what pops into everybody's head, going to a gym and lifting heavy, heavy weights is not really what we need to be doing. And so whether I'm working with older adults or younger folks, here's kind of the take home message when I talk about physical activity. Some is truly better than none. More okay. is better than some. Too much is difficult to get. So can you give me 5 minutes of walking? Can you take the stairs today once, right? Some is truly better than none. And that's true also with resistance training. Can you start to, do a few push-ups, do a few sit-ups, those types of things. We don't have to necessarily go into the rec center down here and work out with all the hard bodies and compare ourselves to them. So we offer a class through MU Extension called Stay Strong, Stay Healthy. It's strength training for older adults. And strength training can be a lot of different things. It could be what you mentioned, lifting heavy weights, or it could be doing a body weight squat. Just standing up and down from a chair is resistance training. You are strengthening your quadricep muscles, those muscles on the front of your legs and your glutes on the kind of your buttocks there. And so being able to be strong enough to stand up is a skill that you need to be able to do to be physically active. So through Stay Strong, Stay Healthy, we show older adults how to do some of these basic movements that are strength training. We do use some very light hand weights and ankle weights, but a lot of the stuff is done without weights.
We mentioned the fact that one of the things that people might think about doing to get started is joining a gym, and we're not saying that's an awful thing to do, but whether it's the cost or, like you said, the fact that there's going to be, you know, young, beautiful people surrounding us that are out there lifting a Toyota, and it's sometimes there's a comparison in your mind and it doesn't look right. that great for you. What's a good way for people to get started with this that doesn't involve a huge outlay of cost?
Well, yeah, so going to a gym, there's a cost. There's the, you know, if you wanted to get a personal trainer, that can be very expensive. Again, I hate to kind of go back to our Stay Strong, Stay Healthy class, but this is a great way for people to kind of get introduced to physical activity. It's very affordable. It ends up being about $2 per class. They're in an environment where they're with like folks, older adults, right? And so they, one of the big things we found with our Stay Strong, Stay Healthy course are all the social benefits. And so what we notice is people will show up early and they're conversing and they get that interaction with their peers. But so, yeah, any type of physical activity can be beneficial. You don't have to go to the gym. And again, think about some is better than none. Walking, it's not strength training, but it's a great activity most folks can start with.
We're talking with Dr. Steve Ball, College of Health Sciences. It is healthsciences.missouri.edu. The physical benefits of this, I think everybody gets that. It's good to get exercise. It's good to have more strength, to have more flexibility, et cetera, et cetera. But you talked a little bit about Stay Strong, Stay Healthy, and the fact that people are getting in there with their peers, with people that they kind of relate to and don't have to compare themselves with as much. And as I read some of the research that you've done, it's not just about the physical effects of the strength training and the exercise, but benefiting mental health as well. And get more into that.
Yeah, so I mentioned some of the social benefits, those social interactions that are happening. So that's stimulating the mind and keeping us excited about doing an activity. So there's a big component of that. We haven't published that study yet. We are looking at some of the social benefits of it. But one of the things that we have found out through our research is that folks are more confident. They have more self-efficacy in physical activity. And we found from a recent study that even a year later, participants that were in Stay Strong, Stay Healthy were continuing to do physical activity a year out. So part of that's kind of the mental, social aspect, but they have the confidence to be physically active where they may have not had that before. And one of the things I was mentioning earlier, Darren, was this, you know, activity aging cycle.
Sure.
And if you kind of get on the wrong side of that, you're less able to do things. And if we can get on the right side of it, we're more able. And having that self-efficacy and confidence will allow us to do more activity.
We have spent a great deal of time on this show with folks from MU Healthcare, with folks from College of Health Sciences, et cetera, talking about the gap between what services, when it comes to healthcare or whatever, are available for people in Columbia, in Kansas City, in Springfield, in St. Louis, and those that are available in Greentop and Shell Knob and places like that. Mm-hmm. Your program, I understand, is because you mentioned that with MU Extension and Engagement, that's everywhere in the state, isn't it?
That's right, and that's something we're very proud of. We reach all 114 counties in the state of Missouri, including St. Louis, and we have regional faculty out there that are on the front lines, right? So they're teaching Stay Strong, Stay Healthy to their local community, and it can be accessed through our website, and you can see where courses are at. We've been doing Stay Strong, Stay Healthy since 2005. We've reached over 20,000 participants.
Wow.
We're in five different states. We're listed as an evidence-based program through SNAP. And so we have the longevity and the research and the history to really say, hey, if you do this, we know what's going to happen. You're going to get stronger. You're going to improve flexibility. You're going to improve balance. One of the things we didn't know is they will improve sleep. Sleep behaviors improve. We know sleep is very related to health. And so we really know.
Physical and mental.
Yeah, and mental and all the social things.
Yeah.
And we have some folks that have been doing level one, so that's our traditional strength training program for older adults. It's 8 weeks. It's twice a week. We have some folks that have been doing that for many years, and they came to us and said, "Hey, look, we need some something else." And so we've developed a level two class. We've published a research study on that, and we're now working on a level three: stay strong, stay healthy. Because some of the latest research is showing that if you develop power, so it's really kind of strength and speed, you get benefits faster. And so we're continuing to reach those folks in all the corners of the state of Missouri, and we're pretty proud of that.
If you want to find him, the fact that his name is Dr. Ball and he works with athletics and sports kind of makes it easy to remember, and it's at healthsciences.missouri.edu. But if somebody's interested specifically in Stay Strong, Stay Healthy and getting plugged in with that, is there a better way for them to get a hold of you directly?
Yeah, through MU Extension's website.
Okay.
And that's basically what it is. But if you go on there, you'll see all the different types of programs Extension has to offer. And there's much more than Stay Strong.
Yeah.
But my contact information is on there. And if you play around a little bit, you can see some testimonials and some videos that we've filmed over the years, and our body of literature, and where the classes are that might interest you. If you're here in Columbia, we actually offer it at the Family Impact Center right down here mm-hmm. on Broadway, and then we offer it over in McKee Gymnasium a couple times a week here on campus.
Oh, very cool. Well, that's available for folks here in town in Columbia, and then through extension throughout the state of Missouri in every county from the boot heel clear on up to you fall off the edge of the earth into Nebraska. So mm-hmm. very cool to hear mm-hmm. all of that available for folks. Again, the name is Dr. Steve Ball. He is with the Department of Physical Therapy, College of Health Sciences, and also a state fitness specialist, MU Extension and Engagement. And again, the website for Health Sciences is healthsciences.missouri.edu. Steve, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you an awful lot.
Thank you so much for having me.